Joining us on the line this morning from the Abbey Wood in Elyria is Sarah Rowland. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. On this Veterans Day, you folks at Abbey Wood do a lot for the veterans, don't you?
We do. We have quite a few residents here who are veterans, or the ones that are forgotten sometimes are the spouses of the veterans. And so we have a big service that we're doing here for our residents here today.
And a lot of times, I suppose, even the people that come there, they may not talk about their service. And, you know, over time, maybe you'll learn certain facts about these individuals that are there, and they get to tell maybe some of their stories.
I have heard so many very interesting stories. The other day, a gentleman was telling me that he was one of the soldiers that had to go open the doors at a concentration camp. I had another resident tell me about him being a Purple Heart, and another resident tell me about being a prisoner of war. So you hear a little bit of everything.
You must also have to deal with issues, because a lot of times we've talked with these are sometimes things that they don't talk about, and you're there at a time in their life where they maybe want to talk about it, or you know, maybe they're dealing with the issues like that. So there's obviously a component in your the retirement area there that maybe doesn't affect other people, but for those who have that issue, you have support for them.
We do. It's interesting. There are some people who are very interested in talking about it, almost as if it's therapeutic of what happened to them, good, bad, or ugly, and other people who want nothing to do with it. And with the political things that have been going on, some of the residents have been more vocal about that. And we also try to give them support from each other. So we'll do some just men's events so that they can relate to each other and talk to each other, not about that, but about anything that they want to do, where it's older men that have older men here in their own, and they understand what other people are going through.
Sarah, do you have any idea how old your oldest veteran might be?
Our oldest resident that lives here is 105. And our youngest resident is 68. So we kind of have a span here of a few different wars as well.
That's true. And, of course, they all go through similar things, but they're all different and unique and individual. You mentioned the families. That's also a part about it, or maybe surviving spouses. Are there things related that veterans have, either through their service, that can help them in a retirement situation?
Yeah, there is. The Lorain County Veterans Service Organization, they do have money out there for veterans and their surviving spouses to live in a place like ours. So how it works is the VA will pay for care, depending on the person's age, their income, and their diagnosis, to help support them to live in a community like ours so that they're not going through all their money and they're getting the proper care that's needed after they work so hard to fight for our country.
So what kind of things, again, do you have planned for Veterans Day, or maybe just for this weekend for the veterans?
Well, every Friday we have a theme of colors to wear. So our residents today, it's red, white, and blue, of course. And we have a service going on here at 2. We've teamed up with Crossroads Hospice. And for our residents that live here, we are doing a Veterans Day service and pinning ceremony that is super nice every year, and something that our residents here look forward to appreciate those who served. And also, as I mentioned before, the spouses of the veterans, some of them, their stories are pretty interesting. Some ladies have told me that they had two or three kids, and their husband had never, you know, been able to spend time with their kids before they went off to war, or the ones that went back to work while their husbands were at war. And those are pretty interesting stories as well.
Sarah, beyond Veterans Day, the holidays are fast approaching. What else do you have coming up?
At the Abbey Wood, we have a bunch of different things. We have a craft show coming up, so December 1st from 10 to 1. We do have the Jingle Bell Junction craft show, so that's here at the Abbey Wood on December 1st. And something to keep in mind as the weather's changing is the Abbey Wood has what we call staycation suites. So if somebody is in their own home and needs a place to go for a temporary basis, maybe the family's going on vacation, maybe their house just, you know, trying to plow the driveway is going to be too much, they can come to the Abbey Wood for a temporary stay in either our independent living or our assisted living for as little or as long as amount of time as they would like.
And that kind of gives them a way to see what's going on, how it works there, and maybe it's something that they could take advantage of full-time then.
Exactly, so they can kind of see what it's like to live here before they move all their own furniture in and get a feel of what it's like.
If people want to find out more about things that are going on at the Abbey Wood, where's a good place to do it? And I guess maybe they could even drop by it to get a tour.
They can. I'd love to show you around. No pressure. I won't kidnap anyone. But, you know, if you want to give us a call to get more information, 440-366-8980, and we're located on South Abbey Road.
That sounds good. Well, thank the veterans for us today over at Abbey Wood, and we appreciate your time this morning, Sarah.
Will do. Take care.